Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you are created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. My guest today is Katie Walternist, the founder of Behold Visio Divina. Katie, thanks for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay.
It is truly an act of the Holy Spirit that we are together today to chat. We've had some scheduling difficulties, but we're here, and I'm so excited to talk with you. So let's just jump right in. Your quote is from St. Catherine of Siena. Can you share it with us?
Sure. So the quote is, "Be who you are meant to be, and you will set the world on fire."
And yeah, tell us where, I think a lot of us have heard that before. You said you heard it from the Dominicans.
Yeah, so that quote has been on my heart probably it's been on my heart since 2013. I was raised Catholic, and then 2013 to 2014, I actually discerned religious life with the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia in Nashville. And during that time, I heard that quote, and speaking of words that challenge us or make us more into the people we're meant to be, I heard that quote, and it was really striking to my heart because I felt God was leading me out of religious life and back into the world, and I didn't want to admit that to myself. And hearing those words really struck me with the reality of God creating each of us uniquely for a special purpose and to be loved as we truly are, instead of who I desired to be. And so those words were really encouraging to me, hearing them from the Dominicans way back then.
Yeah, I wish we could talk about discernment forever, but I think it's so interesting that we can be called, there are so many good and wonderful and life-giving things that we could be called to. Sometimes the good things are not, just because something's good isn't mean it's what God is calling us particularly to. So that's so important to hear his voice and to figure out how to do that. So where did that lead you?
Yeah, it took me many different places I didn't plan on going. but I'm so glad God took me there. So I discerned out in 2014 and finished my theology degree. And it ultimately led me to the ministry I do now called Behold Visio Divina. So when I discerned out, I really struggled in my prayer and my relationship with the Lord. I really doubted my value and who I was. But the way I found God was actually praying with art. And in particular, praying with Mary's feminine genius in art and like who she was as a woman and how I could be the gift of who I was in my femininity and in my womanhood like she was. So in 2016, I ended up doing a praying with art group at St. Paul Inside the Walls in New Jersey.
Which is super close to me, where my husband and I teach pre-Cana. So I love that I'd heard about your program when it started. I had a friend who did it, and she was like, you should come to dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I had, like, a nursing baby at the time or something, and I couldn't swing the evenings. But, yes, I remember when that happened. All right, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just a great place. It was beautiful. And there were 15 of us. Like, I mean, even when you do pre-Cana, it's so nice to see people who are striving to live out their faith, right? And yeah. A center that's really actively trying to do that. And there were 15 of us, and we did the program, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do a 5-week program on praying with art because I found God in it, and I want to share that with the other women. And by week 3, we saw that the Holy Spirit was so much at work. People's lives were really being impacted, and my own life was. that we decided to publish it and make it a program for parishes. And now, yeah, now we're in parishes throughout the U.S. We're in Australia. We're involved with an initiative to try to get us in Guyana as well. And we do workshops on praying with art and creating art. So ultimately that quote has led me to, it was definitely a painful journey of being confronted with, okay, here's who you desire to be, but I've made you to be something even more beautiful and even more precious if you allow me to do that and trust me.
Yeah, I was going to say that's all. That just comes back down to trust. Yes. I think I've said in the podcast before, but in Jeff Cavin's Great Adventure Bible Study, which was a game changer for me, he says the whole Bible is God saying, do you trust me?
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Right? Mind blowing. Now, like every mass reading you hear, you keep that in mind. And you're like, that is exactly what's happening. God is saying, do you trust me? And it's happening in our lives every single day too.
That is
when we say yes is very different than when we say no. But you said yes. So Visio Divina is, for listeners who aren't familiar with it, it's kind of Lectio Divina with art, right? Like, so you're looking at a painting, or I guess it could be any, the one kind of workshop I did with you, it was a painting, but it could be any kind of art.
Yeah. That's a really good question. Yeah. So when we did the workshop, you had done, we did an image, it was a visitation, right?
Yes, it was beautiful. I'll link to it in the show notes because it's really a picture.
Yeah. So our program specifically focuses on using art. So we do praying with artwork and then creating art. But I do know of a lot of community. So the Daughters of St. Paul in New York actually do what's known as Cinema Divina. So using movies to like line up with like truths about our faith. So it's definitely, yeah, Visio Divina is just using your eyes, right? Vision.
Okay, sure.
With scripture. So it's basically taking Lectio Divina is praying with scripture and receiving that, receiving God's love through his word. And then Visio Divina is giving us an image to pray with that to really help guide your meditation.
And then when you're creating art, you're still taking a scripture passage and creating art from that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we do, our ministry is either, yeah, we do workshops on praying with art. If we create art, we take a scripture passage and we do brush lettering. So, which is like the calligraphy with watercolors.
Yes, it's like all over the place and made me take a hand lettering class at Paper Source.
Yes, it's like,
I need my life. Give me fine tipped pens in a variety of colors. Oh my gosh, they gave us gel pens, like glittery gel pens.
Oh my gosh.
Like three of the, it was like my mom, my mother-in-law, my mom's best friend came with us too. So like.
That is so fun.
Variety of ages, and they brought out the glitter pens and we were all like.
Yes!
It doesn't get old. As someone who obviously I love words. Words of affirmation is my love language.
Yes, me too. And, yes.
Right? I mean, yeah, not surprising, right? But like words are so powerful to link us to God and to see like the connections. And sometimes I'm so amazed too at like the ways, so I studied German in college, so I spent a semester in Berlin. I'd go to mass there. And even some parts of the liturgy, the way they were translated differently, you know, if you took the direct translation, they were a little different. They're more similar now, actually, since the liturgy switched in 2011. But it makes you think about it differently, right? And like to look at something from the way someone interprets it as art, like the way you interpret it to create it is one thing. And then the way you interpret it to take it in is something different. And like the Holy Spirit can do something different with that every single time.
Oh, so
mind blown over here.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And scripture, like it's just the reality of scripture being living and effective, that like we could read the same passage and it could strike us at different moments in life. That it just, it really can change us.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are sometimes I hear a reading, you know, especially at Mass, and I think there are sometimes where, like, you hear the prodigal son, and you're like, I know, prodigal son. And then there's other times where you hear, I don't know, a bit from a letter maybe, and I'm like, wait, has that always been the whole Bible? But I sometimes have those moments of, like, I've probably heard that. Like, I've been going to Mass for most of my life. Like, I should have heard that before, but I didn't, because every time, like, we're different people every time we encounter the scripture to a certain degree. And God, like, wants to tell us something different every time.
Definitely.
What do you think you, how has your prayer life changed since you started using art and since you started sharing it too with other people?
Yeah. I would say Jesus Christ became a person that I encountered versus somebody I knew about. And I think there's something very important in knowing things. So I'm not saying, you know, learning is bad at all.
Sure. But it's different. Actually, even in German, there are two different verbs for to know.
Oh, really?
One is like, I know that 2 and 2 plus 2 is 4. And the other one is like, I know that person. It's a more intimate knowing. Like, there's two different levels. And it would be very strange to interchange them.
Yeah. So I think for me, a majority of my life, the person of Jesus Christ was like the first form of knowing. Yeah. Like, I studied theology actually. So, I grew up Catholic. My family practiced it. It was sort of like, okay, this is something I do. And I had an interest in it. I wanted to know my faith. But I know for me, a lot of that desire to know is actually like striving for love. And, when God had different plans for my life, I was confronted with that reality and was like, okay, Lord, like here are my desires for love and for communion that you have placed within me. And like, who am I in your sight? Praying with art and just seeing God manifest his love through Mary, through the Gospels, through the Rosary, and praying with images, a lot of it came down to placing myself in the scene and being like, wow, what would it have been like to be Mary in this image? What would it have felt like? What would it have sounded like to hear the baby Jesus cry at the nativity? And it just made the gospel very real to me and then confronted me with those questions in my heart, such as like, you know, Mary must have encountered fear. What are fears I have right now that he's asking me to trust him in? So it led to that head knowledge going to the heart in a very real way for me.
And then once it's in your heart, when it's in your head, it seems like, okay, well, maybe theoretically I should go do something about this. But when it's in your heart, you're moved and like, you don't have a choice but to do something about it.
Yes, exactly. And then you want to know him more. So it's like this beautiful relationship between the two that happens.
Awesome. I don't know. What else can you tell us about praying with art? I mean, praying with art, I think before I came across your ministry, I hadn't heard of that. I don't know that I'd really considered it as a possibility. I mean, I knew there was a ton of religious art, and I know you could like go to a museum and see a bunch of religious art. Mm-hmm. But some of the art you use, the art that we used in the workshop was very contemporary. Like you showed us the link on Etsy.
Yeah,
which is the one I'm going to put in our show notes. But I think that was also so important that you drew us to the idea that, religious art is still being created. It's not like the medieval stuff, the old stuff you learned about in art history class and, you know, in school, like that stuff is important, but this is still happening. And I think that's also like a living thing that we can be part of.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Lindsay. Yeah, like, especially with the visitation image that you'll include, that artist, he just has a passion for, I spoke with him when we were getting our book published, and he was like, yeah, I just wanted to know, he's talking about just like Mary's emotions, what that must have been like for her. And it's beautiful how human art is, because it shows the desires of the human heart throughout all time. In different ways. And I think it has this immense capacity to heal if we allow it to. Confront us, yes, with uncomfortable things such as our fears or things we're not bringing to the Lord or maybe areas of conversion we need. But there's a deep capacity to see through beauty who we are and who we're called to be. And knowing that we're going there with the Lord. So I think that's the biggest thing that has struck me the past few years working with art is a lot of our ministry has been working with, in particular, women and helping them receive ever more deeply the gift that they are. But it has been through difficult wounds such as abortion or abusive relationships or just infertility and that struggle and that cross. And through encountering those sorrows and those trials, finding the glory and the gifts that God has given us and the beautiful ways he's meeting us through those, that it's beautiful to see the joy that women have received through art and its immense capacity to heal.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm just thinking how if you're really going to engage in this, like you have to slow down and you have to stop. Mm-hmm. You have to put, like you have to literally set your eyes on something else. Yeah. And we live in a world that, you know, is very fast paced and gives us lots of sound bites and lots of images that we scroll through and we flick past super fast. But to sit with an image for some length of time and dig into it is like an act of trust that you're like, okay, I'm gonna let myself be vulnerable to this. Yep. And see what happens. Mm-hmm. And like not, I mean, at any moment, like we could turn away. And that's like such an image of our relationship with God, right? Like at any point we could turn away and say, I'm done. This is digging too deep. I don't want to go here. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, when we let it go deep, then something moves in us.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. To not be afraid.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness. Ah, Katie, we're running out of time. All right. So I'm going to link in the show notes, you'll see a link to the website and the image we talked about, and also St. Paul Inside the Walls. If you're in or around New Jersey, there's really beautiful things happening there. Katie, do you have a pilgrimage coming up?
We do. Yeah. So we have a pilgrimage coming up in June. I can send you the information so that it can also be up on the podcast. Sure. But great. It's Praying with and Creating Art in Italy. So speaking of St. Catherine of Siena, who is in Italy, we're going to be going to Florence, Venice, and Rome. And we're going to be praying with sacred art, doing workshops on brush lettering. So brush lettering some scripture, doing some prayer journaling discussion, and then just some fun fellowship like wine and cheese and painting, doing some gondola rides. So if anybody's interested, we have that information as well.
My goodness. Well, I will be with you very much in spirit, eating my own cheese and maybe I'll be at home. That sounds beautiful. I'm so excited for your ministry and where it's going. And thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you so much for having us, Lindsay.
All right, listeners, to suggest a quote or a guest, follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindsayschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your shows, and tell a friend. And until next time, God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.